or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A Georgetown University law student is among the eight Americans killed in a plane crash in Ethiopia. A classmate and friend of Cedric Asiavigwa says he had a fear of flying.
Well, he actually expressed that he has a fear of planes. It was almost surreal getting that email because it was what he had feared when he was talking to us about flying. So that was really hard.
Asiavigwa was killed shortly after the plane took off from Ethiopia's capital yesterday morning. All crew members and passengers died in the plane crash. The CDC is reminding people it's not too late to get your flu shot and that cases of influenza are still increasing across the country. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton joins ABC's Good Morning America with the numbers.
The CDC are now estimating as many as 26 million cases of the flu this season, just under an estimated 350,000 hospitalizations and an estimated 30-plus thousand deaths.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Extreme Concepts and iK9 served as a title sponsor to this week's NASCAR Xfinity Series race, which was held at ISM Raceway and won by Kyle Busch. Now, I was out at the track, and I had a chance to sit down and chat with the CEO of Extreme Concepts and iK9, Landon Ash, and I asked him exactly what does Extreme Concepts and iK9 do.
So Extreme Concepts does education and training for special operations, and iK9 is under that. And what iK9 does is training and education for canines. It does a lot of world-class handler education, as well as all breeds of canine, from your dogs you see at pasture screening from TSA to USDA trying to detect agricultural products, to all the way to Lackland Air Force Base for military contracts as well.
So what sort of training goes into each of these animals to get them ready to go so they're able to fulfill their duties?
So each dog's job is kind of like a human's job. So each education takes a different period of time. So it could go all the way from 6 weeks up to almost a year or over a year, depending on how specialized that canine is.
And finally, President Trump has joined the calls for making daylight savings time permanent. The president tweeted on Monday that he was in favor of doing away with the twice-yearly time change in favor of making daylight savings time year-round. Currently, two states, Arizona and Hawaii, opt out of daylight savings time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Georgine Trinkle. We're kicking off our Hot 100, and today we're live streaming on our Hot 100 and Facebook page. And we also have a whole lot of guests in the studio, which I'll be introducing in just a moment. But first, we always have to do our commercials and, of course, the weather. So I want to talk about the weather. So you guys know that I need to talk about the weather when it's not the S word, which are not swear words, but snow and sleet. We do not like to use those in the studio. So the weather for today is absolutely beautiful. I hope everyone got a chance to be outside, enjoy the sunshine. Right now it's 53 degrees in Flemington and the sun is out. So let's get out there and do a little walk, do a little cardio. Hunterdon County has some great programs that take place right in the park, so I hope everyone takes advantage of some of the walking and running trails. This week is actually looking pretty decent. We have 42 for the high tomorrow, so we're going to pass over that because who wants to talk about that? Not me. It's a little too cold for me. But Wednesday, we have cloudy conditions and a high of 51. Thursday and Friday are the 2 days that are going to make your week. We have temperatures of 59, and then we go to 62, and I'm not making this up, on Friday. And our lows aren't too bad. Our low Thursday night is 50, so that means an early morning run Friday. Beautiful temperatures. We see the sun again on Sunday with a high of 45. There's none of the S stuff happening, so we're all good there. We have to do some commercials, and then I'll be back to introduce my guests today, tell you what they're up to and what's happening. Stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot 100 every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot 100 provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Okay, we're in the studio now. I'll see what's working and what's not. I'm going to introduce my guests. I was really happy to learn about them, and I learned about them through a non-traditional way. So there's an app program, Neighbors Helping Neighbors or My Neighborhood, and I kind of thought it was a scam. I got something in the mail, and it had a code, and said, oh, they're just going to hack into all my phone and all my accounts. And then I did a little more research, and I validated that it was really just people in the neighborhood. And that's how I found out about Russ's Wrench in Clinton and some great things that they're doing to support our veterans. One thing that we always do here at Hot 100 In is we always start off with a quote, and we always try to embody our topic. So today's topic, it's about veterans, but it's also about community and caring for people that put their lives on hold for us, that risk their lives, that believe in service. So we have a quote here, and it is, caring for veterans shouldn't be a partisan issue. It should be an American one. And it's really how we should care for one another and certainly our veterans. So I'm going to start off with some introductions. We'll see how our mics are working. See what's going on here in the studio. I'm going to start on my left here if you're Facebook Live joining us or just on the radio. And I'm going to introduce the head of this operation here in Clinton.
So my name is Russell Crosby. I'm the owner of Russ's Wrench located at 154 Center Street in Clinton, New Jersey. We're collecting socks for the Warm Feet for Warriors. It's a great organization. I'm happy to be here today. Thank you.
Doesn't show. And he's just very upset by the
end of the show. And I am a volunteer with Soldiers Angels.
Russell's been around since 72.
VA hospital.
It's not a big surprise.
Yeah. But he's pretty angry that Pippin decides to compromise all of his aspirations and dreams and leave an ordinary.
Sorry about that. My name is Jay Hunter. I am pretty much a lifelong Hunterdon County resident. I was in the Marine Corps and Marine Corps Reserves for 21 years and retired from the Marines in 2011.
Hi, my name is Mark Wilson. Like Jay, I'm a lifelong Hunterdon County resident growing up in Milford. I served in the U.S. Army for 3 years. Prior to 9/11.
Those are just our extra sound effects here we have going on here with our microphone here. And hopefully I'm paying attention, mostly not. That's all right. So we have two veterans in the studio, so I'd like to thank you both for your service to our country. And our Marine, we have to always say, once a Marine, always a Marine, because that's been drilled into me from, you know, when I was old enough to talk. I had to hear the Marine stories. So thank you for being with us. And we always love to tell stories about what the needs are, what the true shine a spotlight on why our veterans need services. People are always surprised that when someone has gone through as a veteran that they don't automatically have dental care, or the number of homeless veterans we have right here in New Jersey is you know, just astounding.
Right.
And I was hoping you could just give us...
Well, I could at least start by telling you a little bit about Soldiers Angels. It's a national organization, a top-rated national nonprofit organization. It has a 98% efficiency rating. What that means in plain English is that what you donate and what you give actually goes to the veterans and to the troops and to the families and to the wounded, to everyone that is in every military branch that reaches out to Soldiers Angels. It was originally founded by just a mom sending her own son who was deployed in Iraq care packages, and it just skyrocketed from there because she ended up going to send stuff to the whole platoon, and then it just, the requests came in and Soldiers Angels was born. It's 15 years later, it's exploded into 12 different teams of virtual volunteers and a bunch of different programs. In recent years, too, now they've expanded to including our veterans. So that's why I'm here. I am the VA representative for East Orange, as I said earlier, and so I oversee those supports. Now, even including in my own VA hospital, one of the biggest requests that we get are socks. It's crazy.
We all find that to be, you know, in fact, I was thinking maybe I misunderstood. Maybe you meant soldiers that were just deployed, but you actually mean people that are getting service and treatment at the VA hospitals.
Correct. In recent years, they've included our veterans. So in almost every VA hospital across the country, there are folks like myself who volunteer their time and effort and energy to be basically, quote-unquote, the boots on the ground for Soldiers Angels. So I personally do patient visits and hand the veterans the socks. And just the appreciation that I see on their face and the thanks that I get, all I'm doing is giving back to you and saying thank you for your service. I mean, it's incredible the appreciation that they have for something basic and simple like socks. And that's just one of the most requested items.
And how did we get a Clinton business involved in all of this?
So, you know, every quarter, Russ's Wrench tries to get involved with an organization or a fundraiser that can really help our community. And I know that there's quite a few veterans and active duty members and families that live in the Hunterdon County communities. And I wanted to figure out a way that we could really help help fill that gap for the things that they need. You know, I remember hearing about friends in high school and in college where they were, you know, requesting baby wipes and socks. I remember hearing about this. And then when I stumbled across Soldiers Angels and I saw that they had a dedicated fundraiser to just getting socks and that it's the number one requested item from our military, you know, my team and I at Russ's Wrench decided, you know, we were going to try and do something about this. So we have an aggressive goal to try and reach 3,000 pairs of socks to donate to Soldiers Angels. And with the help of our community, the local churches and Rotary and BNI organizations and, you know, the police departments, rescue squads, fire departments, we're going to hit that goal. I'm very, very excited about it. And, you know, I can't say thank you enough to the people that are in the room right now helping us get the word out there. This is incredible.
If I may add, it is people like Russ doing what he's doing in order for me to be able to do what I'm doing, because it's the donation drives that he's doing right now that gives me the inventory to distribute to my veterans in my hospital.
Mobilizing resources on the ground and in the community is critical to be able to make an impact, and you guys are doing that. So we're going to, when we come back from our commercial, we're going to talk to our two veterans in the studio here and learn a little bit more about their involvement and what the goals are and if this is open, how competitive we are in the service. Usually it's pretty competitive, so we have to challenge up our community and get some more socks in so they can meet their goals. So thanks for everyone for listening, and we will be back in just one moment here.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today. at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I'm back live in the studio with Russ's Wrench, and we're talking about socks, a sock drive, and why it's important for warriors to have access to socks. And I was a little confused that this was the most requested item. So I'm going to ask my two veterans in the studio if they could talk a little bit about why do you think that the soldiers or the veterans are interested in getting socks, and was this something that you found to be true, or what made you get involved in this whole thing?
Okay. Well, what made me get involved in it, I took my truck to Russ's shop to get worked on. He did some awesome work on it. And I saw the boxes there. And one thing for me, I did four combat deployments. One of them, first one was when I was young at 19 in Desert Storm, and I did three tours in Iraq. And every time I have the same issues with my feet, and everybody did. And it's kind of gross, but like the top of your feet would get rubbed raw from the cheap socks that you would have, cheap socks and boots, and you're wearing your boots all the time. So the top of your feet would get rubbed raw. So at that point, I, throughout my career, I thought of, we really need to, up this thing, because if your feet are messed up, you're going to be messed up. You're not going to be able to operate correctly out there. You're going to be constantly thinking of your feet hurting or whatever, and your feet always hurt because you have heavy loads on. But we got to do what we can to make it better. So good quality socks and a lot of clean socks are good, and that's what I found throughout my career. It's also a morale booster when you have a nice, clean, new socks, putting them on. My last tour in Iraq was 2008 to 2009, and I was in a combat outpost way in western Iraq in Anbar province, and a combat outpost is real small. We have less than a company size element. So we had 150 Marines there, plus sub company. So we had about 150 Marines in the combat outpost. And what they would do is they would send up like a supply truck, and you could buy things, and they would send, you could buy candy, you could buy ramen noodles, things that you're not getting that. You could also buy socks. And that's why I look at it. I'm like, ah, look at these things. They're like some cheapo socks. So I always wanted to have good socks. So that's why it's so motivating to me. Like I said, if your feet are messed up, you're messed up, and you're not going to be able to operate correctly out there. So this is such a good, just a good thing for the troops that are out there, and for the veterans. Like I said, it's also a morale boost. Put on a nice, clean pair of socks. It's such a good thing.
So, I mean, my experience, I was in for quite a less amount of time than Jay, but in the 3 years that I was in the Army, it did become apparent that, you know, you get a certain amount of items issued to you from the government, and 6 to 8 pairs of socks from a basic issue isn't enough to sustain you throughout even training deployments. Having gone to the National Training Center twice in Fort Irwin, California, it's the hottest place I've ever been on Earth, and that amount of socks isn't going to see you through a 1 month deployment. And certainly, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, any combat situation is going to be even worse and going to be even harder on you because you don't have any free time to maintain. You know, personal hygiene is very limited time, and feet, they can do some bad things to you if you let those issues creep up on you. So socks are, as Jay said, it's a critical piece of gear, and it's often overlooked by a lot of people.
And do you guys just live locally? We have one got his cards on at Russ's Ranch. And how did you get connected?
I've known Russ through mutual friends for about 4 or 5 years now, through a different fundraiser. It was actually the first place we probably met, and we, you know, just been friends and hit it off from there.
Great. Thanks for sharing that.
Jay, real quick, I have a question for you. I've heard this before. When you're deployed in Iraq, Afghanistan, something like that, you sleep in your socks and boots too, right? You're constantly in them.
A lot of times you are. You do sleep in them. And it brings back to, like Mark was talking about, the hygiene thing. And a lot of things that are happening in combat aren't straight out shooting. A lot of things that happen in combat are like a hygiene issue. So you can only turn the socks to the other side so many times. So, and that's the bottom line. That's what you got to do. You know, you turn the one side is, and then you turn them the other side and wear them like that. It's bad. It's gross. A lot of people think it's gross, but that's what you got to do. So having good socks and clean socks is paramount to operating out there. So,
sure.
Yeah.
And those are two interesting points I want to make here. So one is we're always promoting small businesses in Hunterdon County, around Hunterdon County. They really are the entire fabric, and we see Main Streets go away. When I say Main Street, you know, I'm not being literal, but we do. We see these busy centers that are now rented or vacant or abandoned, and we know what happens to distressed properties, abandoned properties, properties that are vacant. We know how that's bad for the neighborhood. So when we see a business locally that's connected to people, that's why I was asking you all how you all got connected, and it's no surprise that you're doing another fundraiser or involved in something else. We know that that's so important to the community. You're not only providing jobs and a service for the members of the community so they can do things locally, but you're also infusing a sense of volunteerism and pride into what we do here and what matters to us. And we're making a statement that our veterans matter, our service people that are deployed, they matter, and that we're going to do something about it. And also, because you both, the time period where you both were deployed, nationally, unfortunately, we see people that have been in those situations in Iraq and Afghanistan, when they come back, it's a little bit different. They're not as engaged in there's not as many veteran or service areas, the posts, those kinds of places, and the gathering is more local. And so it's harder to gauge the needs of veterans that are back in the community because you don't have that one place where you can go and check in on all the veterans or, you know, the breakfast at the post. So I'm always concerned for people that serve, you know, in the mid-80s to now. Do they have that community around them? Do they have what they need? And in this case, when we're all working on a project together to change something, we build our own communities, right? That's exactly what we do. And your nonprofit is actually, you know, a result of that. You have to get the need, the service out there. We know what the need is. We have people that can volunteer, but we need the infrastructure to deliver that.
Sorry.
That's okay. You could actually, if it's easier, you could take it off the stand.
Sure.
But Yeah. They can see us on Facebook, but so we can't deny it. We don't have plausible deniability on this one, but, you know, we'll just go with it.
That's absolutely true. It is. It started out as just someone in the community doing for their own, and it expanded from there. And it is every single community across the entire nation that have the volunteers such as myself and volunteers such as Russ that built 12 different teams of different programs. And even one of the things you were talking about, the homeless veterans before, the SOX are also going to go there too. I mean, there's in each individual VA hospital or healthcare system for each state, including New Jersey, there is a HUD-VASH case manager that coordinates with Soldiers Angels across the country to do stand downs and donate items that they receive, whether it's boxed lunches or socks or other kinds of items in care packages, hygiene kits, etc. I don't have numbers, but soldiersangels.org has all the numbers if you needed numbers. But
no, that's okay. I'll post some numbers on our Facebook page, and I always have to tease social service people because they love their alphabet acronym. So the VASH program, that's a very specific type of assistance that is aimed to help veterans that are homeless with their housing. And there are a lot of programs, but there's a lot of need. And we can't always identify our veterans that are in need, and we can't always help manage them. So there's still so much work to be done. And it's great to, you know, see local energy to try to combat some of those things.
That's what's amazing about this organization is that they basically reach out via technology to every local business across the country and match needs to veterans or to deployed or their families. I mean, even baby showers for the pregnant spouses of a deployed member. Stuff like that. It's just endless, the amount of things that this organization does. And with a 98% efficiency rating, that's why they have so many volunteers.
And how did you get involved in Soldiers Angels?
Personally, I became recently unemployed, so I wanted to do something meaningful and productive with my time. And I've always supported veterans organizations, and I only just learned about Soldiers Angels, so probably around September or something like that. I'm new to them myself. And I discovered them, and I did my homework, and I realized how amazing they were and decided I need to be a part of this, and I need to establish you in the East Orange VA because they don't have representation there yet. You know?
And unfortunately, most people don't realize the breadth of services that are not covered, the number of things that are needed when you're both deployed or when you come home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're only starting to talk about what some of those things are. Or we see the negative impacts, someone, a veteran with PTSD, and, you know, we need a little more care in the fabric of how we send people out and how we take care of them when they come home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If I hand a pair of socks to a Vietnam veteran, it's something that he didn't get when he came home. I mean, I know I thanked you guys when I came in earlier today, but I can't thank you guys enough for doing the service and the sacrifice that you have done. I mean, I do what I do because of these two right here, and my dad, and my best friend, and everyone else that I know that is a veteran or active. It's something that hits everyone in the heart, and there is not a shortage of patriotic, grateful hearts. And that's one of the beautiful things about this organization. Soldiers Angels was born from that, and Soldiers Angels increases the numbers. I mean, they have the largest volunteer network of any other veteran organization in the country. It's pretty amazing, and I'm proud to be with them.
That is amazing, and we do have to pay our bills around here. So I have to take a quick break here and get the news going on. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this and even about social media, you know. So, yeah, we can definitely get the word out there about the SOX and just the new resources veterans have with social media, how easy it is to connect now with people you might have served with, you know, private Facebook pages and groups. You know, we want to make sure that we continuously support our veterans. I don't think that anyone who hasn't served really understands the breadth of the sacrifices and the impact of those sacrifices. So we're going to do the news, and then we will be back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on President Trump calling the Democrats anti-Jewish and anti-Semitic.
Look, the president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel and the Jewish people. And frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent, and it's sad.
Sanders speaking there during her first news briefing in 42 days, although President Trump has made himself available to the media on an almost daily basis. The White House on Monday released her annual budget blueprint, which will be sent to Congress. Acting White House Budget Chief Russell Vogt says defense spending will increase.
The budget requests $750 billion for our national defense. And to be clear, this is not funding for endless wars.
This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back in the studio. Hope you guys all got that news update. I tried not to listen. You know how I feel about the news. I'm not sure ever if I want to listen. So today I have a much better entertainment in the studio here with me and a much more uplifting message, certainly. And I want to get drill down right to the details. So people are listening. They say, yeah, I want to support a veteran. I had no idea that this was needed, that socks were needed. I'm going to stop at, you know, any of the stores, and there's socks everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to, you know, kick up a donation. So now what? Don't be, you know, we don't want them driving around with bags of socks in their car or truck, do we?
No. So what you're going to do after you go and pick up the socks, there's a couple different things you can do. You can drop them off at Russ's Wrench. Any of my team members know exactly what to do, and you know, we'll take your picture and, you know, give you credit for dropping off the socks. You know, get a little recognition for helping out our community and our vets. The address is 154 Center Street in Clinton. We're right next to the CenturyLink building. It's the big tan building next to the other big tan building. It's a little deceiving from the shop, but if you come into the office, you're going to see either Becky, Alex, or myself. You could drop the socks off. Another place, if you haven't already purchased the socks, is Soldiers Angels has an Amazon wish list that you can go online.
Oh,
and
that's neat.
You can purchase them and have them shipped directly to Soldiers Angels. And, you know, it doesn't matter how they get them. We need to get them there. So if you can, you know, if you have it in your means, donate to those that have donated. Some of them have donated everything. They've given everything. And that's why we're here. We're here to give back to those that have given, you know, given everything to us.
Can I get the address for your shop again?
Sure. It's 154 Center Street in Clinton, New Jersey. the zip code 08809. You can send them to us. You can send them directly to Soldiers Angels. and like I said, there's an Amazon wish list that you can go on and see exactly what they're looking for. I know they're looking for compression socks, wicking socks, stuff to keep their, you know, the soldiers' feet dry and keep the blood circulation moving through their feet. It's very important. So I'm going to pass the mic over and we can,
literally.
You could take it off the thing. I think it would probably be easier if you just pop that off for her. Excellent. Good.
Thank you. And when you do order on Amazon, make sure that you, change who you're contributing to. If you're on Smile Amazon, Amazon Smile, you can actually choose Soldiers Angels to have whatever your purchase, any and all purchases, a portion gets donated to Soldiers Angels. Well, that didn't come out right.
That's okay. We do that all day long.
Getting tongue-tied now. But anyway, go to the soldiersangels.org website and click on Warm Feet for Warriors, and that'll give you the address, which is, I might as well tell you, 2700 Northeast Loop 410 Suite 310 in San Antonio, Texas, 78217.
If you didn't get that, you could just call Russ's Wrench and we'll give you the address, or you can look it up on Soldiers Angels. But we have all that information for you too at the garage. I highly suggest going on and checking out the Soldiers Angels page. Not only do they do the Warm Feet for Warriors, but they have a lot of other fundraisers that really help our veteran community out and our active duty members.
Thank you. Yes, there's so many ways to give and so many different programs. I wish we had another 24 hours to go through all of them. But as Russ said, if you go on the website, you can check out all the programs. You can check out all the ways to donate. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, if you want to know what events coming up back. I think we're doing like a blanket drive in June. During the holidays, we did treats for troops and stockings, holiday stockings. Just so many different programs and so many different ways to give. And I thank you all for everything that you do for Soldiers Angels.
When are we collecting socks?
Technically, I believe it's until the 31st of March, but we want to keep donations coming in until April 30th. That's when we're going to officially stop. As far as I'm understanding, just to clarify, we'll go on the website and make sure. But I'm pretty sure we want to keep them coming till April 30th.
Okay, so that is the message. Go and get some socks. And it's fun shopping for socks that aren't for yourself. I am a little OCD, so my socks are like, they're very, very important. And when you find a pair that works, as soon as you have enough of them and then you run out, they don't have that brand anymore. So this is like, you have to get the right socks for our veterans. So we have a mix because you have some people deployed, and I'm working on a project for veterans, and they're just deployed to Somalia. So it's very, very warm there. So, you know, I want super thin socks there, right? But if we're doing winter in New Jersey, then we want the cushy ones or the wool ones. A lot of people swear by the wool socks.
Right. And when you look up the Warm Feet for Warriors campaign on the page on the website, it's going to give you a list of what socks to give.
Okay. And do you guys have favorite brands, or let's hear it.
You do. All right. Well, I'm really big into socks, actually, which is
weird.
Are.
But
yeah, I mean, well, because yeah, and Mark has heard it a lot of times.
I'm is into that why he's rolling his eyes?
Well, because I do truly believe that this is what, you know, having suffered through bad, like, cotton socks. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of cotton socks at all. More wicking and wool socks. So what I prefer myself is merino wool socks. I like that kind of – I like merino wool. And I think it's works out well for all different conditions. And I've been in – like I went to cold weather training in Norway and then also desert stuff in Iraq and back here. But I my main thing is what it's made out of, not so much, and try to stay away from cotton.
I got to see if I made the grade.
taste good?
Oh, those are really nice, too.
Ah, nice. All right. Well,
they're impressive.
Ah, impressive. Okay, I got walking stick socks and some from Ireland and some others. But they say, like, the wool socks, and my mother was just diagnosed with diabetes, and so they say, you know, to be really careful about foot care and the kind of socks. They even have diabetic socks, which... Mm-hmm. Who knew? So good. I made the cut. I'm good here.
Yeah, they're good. And the other thing is sock liners, too, like for the winter type, to wear sock liners, like polypropylene sock liners, and then the wool socks on top of that. So it'll stop rubbing for blisters, and also keeps a layer in between where it catches air, keeps your feet a little warmer for the winter. So, but... The bottom line is any sock, I think, is going to be better than turning your socks inside out and that's how you're rotating them. And just think that someone, I know I keep saying it's like a big morale boost, but it really is. And you think about when you put on them new socks in the morning. Well, you're going to give these socks to someone, and these socks are going to go directly to someone that's either serving right now or has served and could put on a nice pair and maybe boost their morale. I mean, there is such a problem right now. In a veteran community with PTSD or depression or any of those kind of things. So if you could just boost it a little bit, and that could be that, you know. So I think it's a motivating, great cause. And it was really cool to see that Russ was doing that.
So I'd also like to give a shout-out to Fox River Tactical. They sent over – we reached out to a couple different companies to see if they would donate socks to the cause. And they sent over a bunch of socks right from their company, and you know they're a big contributing member to this donation that we have going on right now. And I just wanted to give a shout out to them; they really helped us out. And there's other businesses in town that are looking to donate as well. And you know, it's just the more people that get involved, and it's just going to continue to grow. And you know, I appreciate everybody stepping up and doing something that seems like such a minuscule task, but it's you know, it's going to go a really long way for these people.
And think about it too, if you feel abandoned, or you don't have family, as many of our veterans don't, or you are sort of, you know, in transitional housing, you've had different addiction issues, and now you're a homeless veteran, just that little bit, you know, crocheted scarf or a blanket or a sock, like just that little piece that says you're part of something. Someone cared about you enough to take the time to get a pair of socks together, and every day you put them on, and maybe that's the little piece that, you know, stops you from being bottomless and turns it around, that people care about you and that you're not forgotten. And I think that's, you know, a good message.
Yeah, and another organization that we work with, it's a company called ATI. There's actually a big conference next week or the week after. And they've made the Warm Feet for Warriors their foundation that they're looking to contribute funds to this year. So there's going to be a lot of other shop owners like myself in one area that are going to be donating to this awesome cause. So I'm really excited to see the turnout. I believe that's March 20th through the 23rd. So they're working with Warm Feet for Warriors also. There's going to be at least 200-300 automotive shops that are working together to try and raise as many socks as we can for our vets.
That's amazing. And the longer we talk, we see all the different layers and the networks and the local businesses that are supporting other mechanic shops. Is that right? Or is it mechanical shops?
Automotive technicians, that's okay. What we like to be called, but you know, we'll take it.
Hey, I try to be culturally sensitive, to use language that, you know, is not gender specific, or so I didn't want to blow that. You're a tough crowd in here.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm the kind of guy that gets offended easily, so
well, I better go to a commercial break now. I still have no fines from.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
And we're back in the studio sharing our one pen, which I found another one. So we got it going on here. I know we wanted to continue our conversation and give a shout out to some of the other businesses that have been helping and other partners that you have. And I think Russ is going to do that, right?
Yeah, so a couple people that have already stepped up and really helped bump us up to the next level here. We have the PBA Local 188, the FOP 182. Stryker Heating and Cooling, they donated a bunch of socks. Mike Montefusco from Stryker personally came in and donated about 2 dozen socks. I mean, 3 dozen socks. It was a huge Amazon box. We have the Clinton Rotaries and the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. They've really helped us grow our sock count. Currently, we're just shy of 500 pairs of socks. We have this aggressive goal of 3,000. I'm hoping after today, I can count on all of you out there listening to help us get to that goal.
For sharing all that information. And, you know, we always want to give a shout out to those partners because, you know, it's one voice and it's a stronger voice when we can agree on something. And socks for our veterans and people that are deployed and that are committing their lives of service to protect us and keep us safe. That is something that is quite a commitment, and we appreciate that. And so from that, we have people who actually are experienced in that and what it means to get the socks. So, you know, it's so easy to do a donation. And it makes you feel, doesn't it make you feel good when you do something for someone else? You have that opportunity to, I had the best time shopping, you know, picking out socks. And it's fun. It's for someone else. It's someone that gives such a sacrifice you can't even imagine. And it just takes a moment. And such a good item to donate to because, you know, if you guys said you were you know, you needed ice or something, you know, trying to figure out the logistics of that and how you store that and carry that and, you know, get that to where it needs to go is such a logistical nightmare. Mm-hmm. So picking something that was easy enough to do that anyone can do a sock donation, really,
oh, yeah.
I think is a way to make an impact.
Like you said, you know, you can really turn your bad day around by knowing you're helping other people that really can't help themselves at that moment in time, you know. So going to the store and picking out a couple pairs of socks is a really good way to boost your own morale as well. You know, you're out there really helping people that could use the help.
And since it is my own radio show, I do get to drag out my own soapbox here. So just want to remind everyone about our homeless veterans here in New Jersey. We have Veterans Haven North over on Hagedorn Road in Glen Gardner, where we have veterans that are homeless, that are addicted, that maybe don't have family, that are working with other staff through VA and trying to come up with some permanent housing solutions. It's a long, long road. So anytime we could visit them or give donations to them or raise awareness about veterans, people really don't understand that when you give the kind of commitment you do to serve and you come home, you don't have everything taken care of. And unfortunately, people are still surprised by that. So we're just about out of time. We have about 3 or 4 minutes. So let's get that address out again for Russ's Wrenches.
So it is 154 Center Street in Clinton, New Jersey, 08809. You can find us at russeswrench.com. There's links there to the Amazon account for Soldiers Angels. If you can't make it in to drop the socks off, please visit their site and you can buy right from Amazon and have them directly shipped to that wonderful organization. But again, the address is 154 Center Street, Clinton, New Jersey.
And I don't know if we needed the whole hour for you to be able to talk about your socks. But any last minute suggestions for shopping, wick liners? I'm big into the socks that are a blend. The bamboo socks really are my favorite, so I don't
bamboo
know.
Bamboo is definitely good because it's sustainable and everything. So, but no, I mean, I think just any is good, and really, this kind of thing is awesome. I mean, it's exactly what's needed. The answer is not the government to help the troops or to help the veterans, because as we see, they don't always do that. The answer is a private sector. And the private sector is what really, I mean, and I see it, you see it now time and time again. And this Soldiers Angels, awesome organization. And we should all support it. I'll be buying some socks and dropping them off at Russ's.
Well, I want to look through that bag before they go out. I want to see what you're donating over there. It was really fun talking with you guys today, learning more about Soldiers Angels, especially about the nonprofit organization, making sure it's, you know, the community's great and we love that power, but if we don't have the logistics behind it and how to get things, you know, where they're needed. Maybe you could just give that your website address out again.
It's soldiersangels.org. And it's a very easy website to navigate. And like you said, a lot of people want to help, but they don't know how or what to do. And this organization is basically the go-to people to get what you want to the soldiers, their families, the wounded, the veterans, all across the nation, and they've expanded so much. I'm still learning everything that they're doing. It's amazing. It still blows my mind.
Well, thank you all for being with me here today. It was a lot of fun to have you and, you know, learning more about this. And we have to get you to your goal, so you'll have to check in with us again.
Absolutely, we will.
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a press briefing on Monday at the White House. Sanders was asked if the president really believes that Democrats hate Jews.
The president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel. Frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent and it's sad.
Indonesia, Ethiopia, the Cayman Islands, and China all have started grounding some of their Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes after a crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. Former NTSB Chairman Jim Hall believes Boeing should voluntarily ground its aircrafts.
I think this blip needs to be addressed by the manufacturer, and they need to do a detailed look.
Hall was speaking on CNBC, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The national average for gasoline is now at the highest level in over 3 months. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
That national average is now at $2.48 a gallon, up 5 cents from last week. Patrick Nahan of GasBuddy.com tells us California had the highest at $3.31, while Texas was tied with Mississippi with the lowest at $2.21. Some states had dramatic increases.
The biggest weekly jump happening in Indiana, where prices raced up by 14 cents a gallon, followed by West Virginia, where prices rose 11 cents, and Ohio, where prices rose 10 cents on average.
I'm John Clemens.
The Social Security Administration has its eye on people's social media posts in an effort to crack down on attempted fraud. For example, a person may be claiming disability benefits because of a back injury, but then they're shown playing baseball or golfing in a picture posted on Facebook. Supporters say this is a good way to crack down on fraud. Meanwhile, opponents say there's no way to know when the photo was actually taken. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Milwaukee will host a Democratic National Convention in the year 2020. Wisconsin is a key battleground state where President Trump won back in 2016. A plane crash in Ethiopia has the entire industry taking precautions. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Many airlines around the globe are now grounding their Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes after the crash of one of them in Ethiopia yesterday. An Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8. It killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. One example, the Ministry of Transportation in Indonesia has ordered the planes there to be grounded. Here in the States, Southwest and American Airlines use them, and both say they're confident in the plane and won't be grounding theirs.
There's a new record breaker topping the box office this weekend. USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs it down.
At the box office, Captain Marvel has become one of the biggest movie blockbusters ever led by a woman, bringing in $153 million in U.S. box office sales. It was easily the best opening of any movie so far this year. At number 2 this weekend, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Number 3, A Madea Family Funeral. The Lego Movie 2 comes in at number 4. And Alita Battle Angel drops down to number 5 this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.